is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Max Barbecue. I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Coach, welcome back. Appreciate you coming in. Talk about some Pirate football. Congrats on the big win, 46-22. I believe that puts us at 4-2, 2-1 in the region.
Yep.
Right back on track, so that's good. First, how was the trip to Statesboro? Tell us about that.
Well, I thought we did a good job, you know, as a coaching staff and just planning out the logistics of the trip. You know, it's a 3-hour and 30-minute bus ride, and you don't want to ride 3 hours straight on a bus and, you know, get your guys all cramped up. And so what we did, we tried to break up the trip as much as possible. And, you know, we got in early, got the guys breakfast, and they got the game day lift, and then we loaded the buses and headed up to Georgia Southern. Did a walk through there at their indoor pavilion. It's a new facility there. Very nice facility. Let them use the bathroom, let them walk around, stretch their legs a little bit. And then we did some walkthroughs while we were there. We did, you know, special teams walkthrough, offense and defense walkthrough. And it was a good time just for our guys to get on the college campus and experience that.
Absolutely.
And the facilities that they had. Last year, we actually were in Paulson Stadium. This year, we had the capability of going into the pavilion just in case. I didn't know if the weather, it was calling for rain on the way up there. So to be able to go in there in a covered space and still do a walkthrough is productive and get those guys off their feet and gave them a snack and everything. Then we loaded the buses back up and traveled about 1.5 hours into Augusta to our pregame meal and spent 1.5 hours there. And, you know, I thought the trip was broken up as much as possible for those guys, and I think they handled it very well.
Any, did we see any Brunswick High Pirates sightings at the Statesboro there? I know Mr. Cook,
Caleb Cook was taking a test. I texted him on the way up there and he said, I'll be in there taking a test. I said, well, that's a little bit more important than
absolutely.
He's coming to see us right now. So, but yeah, he's doing good. He's rehabbed his leg injury, but he's doing very well.
Well, that's great coach. Well, tell us your thoughts on the game. We had a nice win there, and we looked really good after the first quarter anyway. So give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, definitely anytime when you go to Augusta, it's like I said, 3.5 hour trip. You can try and do whatever you can to help the guys out. But, I mean, just to be honest, we got the bus a little sluggish. I think once we got settled in after the second drive, I think our guys really – you know, I think the second quarter we really took off, and offensively and defensively we got settled in and started making some plays, running down the line, get to the football on defense. And but like I said, once we got settled in, I think we did a really good job on all three phases. I think special teams was flying down the field. You know, we had some really good kicks. You know, PATs were good, field goals were good, and just, you know, our overall performance, it really started to show. My thing was to the guys was, we just can't wait to get going that, you know, after the second drive, we got to get going right when we get off the bus and just moving forward. That's one of the things we're going to work on for sure.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, coach, you passed for 280 yards, rushed for 71, almost the reverse of what we did last week. But JR had a good game throwing the ball, and we had some other completions. Was that a point of emphasis during practice, maybe getting into this game, or is that just something that was available to you?
I mean, it was just definitely something available. You know, we'd like to stay more balanced. I've said that in the past. You know, but to throw for that many yards, we definitely completed the deep ball against them very well. They were giving us a lot of one-on-one opportunities, and we took advantage of those looks. JR had a really good game, and then, you know, throwing to Tyrion Mitchell, he had six catches, I think 175 yards, and two touchdowns. Grant Moore came in and threw for three more touchdowns, a two-point conversion. I think he was 5 for 5 with 101 yards. I think JR's overall completion was 10 for 15, 100. What'd you say,
I got 280 for passing.
I think his was 185, I think maybe. I think that's where he was at. So, yeah, he had 185, Grant had 101, somewhere around that area. So that kind of evens it out right there. But, I mean, you know, and Grant had a big punt return, 67
yards. I was listening.
Punt return, I think he just tripped on a blade of grass right there around that.
Line got him, I think.
but you know, that was just great effort on our special team. The guys doing their job, and you know, all the other 10 guys were doing exactly what they were supposed to do to give them that opportunity, and they gave that effort all night long. So very pleased with that, and you know, definitely had our guys playing once we got settled in.
Well, it looks like we were clicking there. And then I was listening to the game. I didn't get to see it. I did go back and look at some of the highlights. That new little wrinkle. What I thought was a new wrinkle, looked like a jet sweep pass from the halfback or running back.
We definitely had a few trick plays in.
That was great.
Wrinkles. So, yeah, we had Grant come in motion, gave him the jet sweep. He comes up, pulls up, and then Tyrion Mitchell, he's running. He's got a guy maybe 5 yards behind him, but Grant still makes a good throw and leads him into the end zone for a touchdown. We threw a double pass to Darren Monroe, we throw like a quick screen to him, and he drops back and he throws it over the top. And I don't know how you can lose 6'7", 270 pounds running on the field, but they lost Hezekiah Kemp. He got behind him. I mean, he had to wait a few seconds for the ball to come down to him, and nobody was still around him. But it was a great throw by Darren Monroe, and that was executed very well. And then we also had a reverse. It was going to be like a reverse pass in, and Tyrion Mitchell had the option to throw it. They just did a really good job covering up, and he did what he was supposed to do. He took the ball and got 8 yards, I think, on that play. And then 2-point conversion coming in. They got a 2-point conversion earlier on us, and we had the ability to go and, you know, take that play. And Grant made a heck of a play, and Towns rolled out to the left, and nobody covered the back out of the backfield, and he just popped it over.
Is that something you saw? Were they cheating up on us? He said, hey, we're going to be able to get him over the top in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, really, the play was designed to do something else. That's just like a second or third option that he got to, and he had the capability of doing that because of rolling out to his left, and then, you know, that brings another defender trying to take the quarterback, and so it took him off his man, and that's what left Towns wide open.
That's awesome. Well, Coach, did we run in? I mean, that was a jet. It looked like a jet sweep when you handed it off, then he passed it. Did we run a jet sweep otherwise? Because I was wondering if we could get to the edge with all our speed that we got. Could we not get the edge?
I mean, we were trying to with our outside zone, you know, trying to get that going, trying to set the edge a little bit more. I think they were doing a really good job of coming off the edge sometimes and getting us. But definitely, we threw the ball very well the other night. I'd like to rush the ball a little bit more, run the ball, but we definitely got to get something going in our run game a little bit more consistent.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Coach, welcome back. Well, Coach, your OC calls the plays, correct?
Yeah, he does.
Do you ever miss calling the plays? You did that.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. You miss calling the plays?
I mean, definitely it's fun. Definitely have some more responsibilities, now than just worrying about the offense. But definitely, it's fun calling plays, seeing how things that you practice all week takes, full effect and executed well. Definitely when I see something, talking to them. But
you ever override, say, yeah, you know what, no, we're going to do this because I know this is going to work. Do you ever just say,
I haven't done that this season. I think I've done it in the past. But one thing that it does, once somebody gets in a rhythm or a flow of the game, I think if you got, somebody that's interrupting them the whole time, it kind of gets them off their game. Just speaking, knowing from that point, definitely when you make those adjustments that need to be done after a series or during a timeout or something like that, doesn't need to be in the middle of somebody trying to call plays and set something up, during a series. And I think, that's important.
I just know that was one of my favorite things to do is calling plays. I know
it's fun.
Chris Zachary is the same way. Well, from watching all of our games this year, we have two offensive looks on my count. We've got the quarterback with the running back there. We're in the spread.
Right.
And then we've got another little package where we got a little wildcat action with Grant back there with Big Hezzy back there.
Yep.
So that's kind of our two. Are you looking to add anything, or are we concerned that people call it? They're starting to know what we're going to do now when we're in that set?
No, I definitely think that we still got some things, still turning the page in some of those, different packages and playbooks.
Right.
But for the most part, definitely our, what we do offensively and spread and having our wing package, there's different things that we can do within that package that we haven't shown yet. But, going to the playoffs and, you saw a lot of different things this past game that, a lot of teams are going to have to prepare for later, and that's why you do it at this time. And,
right.
Those are two things that, we'll build off of what we have already in.
Do you ever look at, other spread teams and see what they do that's successful, maybe even college teams that run that kind of same offense?
Yeah, we run the same offense that University of Tennessee does and Ole Miss and everybody that's running the deep choice, offense, and it's a spread offense, but you do most of that stuff. You might watch them on Saturday and see what they're doing, or Oklahoma, they ran one of the plays that we run almost every at least once a week to score to go up on Texas to win, you know, I think to win the game. And so Oklahoma's another team that runs, you know, what we do. But, you know, you look at them, those guys, and see what they do on Saturdays and might give you some ideas or anything, but, you know, nothing that you're trying to install right now. You know, you do that in all season.
Right, right. I didn't know if temptation to get the better of you or not. I know it would be me. You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, initially Lakeside had some success at slowing us down a little bit. I think it was 7-15. We were on the losing side of that late in the first quarter. What changed, or how were you able to adjust that?
I mean, definitely, like I said earlier, I think settling in and you know, defensively just calming down and playing our game. I think that we were, you know, running to the football and over pursuing a few things, and you know, I think they cut it back a few times, and there was nobody there. And I think, you know, once we got on the sideline and, you know, made some adjustments, got settled in, calmed down, and, you know, just did what we were supposed to do. I think controlling our gaps up on the defensive line and linebackers, that's the adjustment that was made. And I think they did a really good job of, you know, taking it from the sideline, being coached up by our coach, defensive coaches, and then applying it when they got out on the field. Because I think by the third drive, you know, I think all that stopped. We got people in there that were controlling, you know, whatever gap they were slanting to, and then linebackers were really doing a really good job of reading it. So I think that's the adjustment that was made.
Yeah, once we made that adjustment, it was pretty much all Pirates. So that was great. Well, Coach, you kind of already talked about it a little bit, but how difficult is it to travel 3 hours away and then play a game at a high level? And does home team really matter?
I mean, yeah. When you got to travel from here to Effingham or South Effingham, you know, that's only an hour and a half up the road. And, you know, if you're traveling to Augusta, that's only halfway there. So, I mean, not only do you got to plan for everything and plan the meals and plan everything for your players, I mean, you're taking 90 people that you're in charge of and making sure that everybody's in the best position they can to be successful. And, you know, as the head coach, that's my job, is to make sure that I'm doing everything I can to make this ride easy for them, easy for the coaches, make sure that, you know, they can, you know, be comfortable enough to call a good game and, you know, just do their jobs on Friday night. And, you know, that's kind of difficult, you know, especially a 3.5-hour bus trip. And then you want to make sure, one thing that we do when we go on a road like that is trying to make it easier when we get back home, is we take up their uniform after the game at, you know, wherever we're at in Augusta. So when they get home, they're not trying to walk in half asleep, trying to change all their stuff, put it in the wrong basket, and then we don't know where jersey number 45 is or whatever.
Right.
So we're just trying to make it really easy for those guys. And, you know, we had their travel bags packed on Thursday before we left on Friday morning, so they're not waiting on the day of the game. Nobody forgot anything. Nobody forgot their helmet, cleats, or, you know, that's really important too, because, you know, when you're playing at home, you can run back to the field house and get, you know, so-and-so forgot something. You're 3.5 hours home. I mean, away from home, you can't just go pick up a helmet real quick or anything. So, but nobody on our team did anything like that. They paid attention to the details, so I was very proud of that.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts, Coach. You guys do an excellent job, and I know we're proud of you guys. Well, the defense had a good game, Coach. We held them to 22 points. Another good game. We only gave up 178 yards rushing. Sounds like a lot, and 166 passing, but we didn't really give up a lot of points. So that's, I mean, we're 2-1 still. 2-1 ratio. I think I would take that all day long.
Yeah, I mean, I know Coach Teller did, you know, he kind of took it a little bit hard on himself, you know, on the way home and everything, especially after the first two drives. And, you know, he worked really hard over the weekend about what they can do to get better defensively. And, you know, we talked a few times over the weekend, and I mean, even though we still got a win, you know, he wasn't satisfied or pleased with it. And so he's always finding ways to, you know, make sure we can make our corrections and make those adjustments and try and make them faster, you know, in a game. But he's doing a really good job. The whole defensive staff did a really good job. I'm proud of those guys.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and Max Barbecue. Coach, we left off talking about the defense. What was the adjustment that they made after the first quarter that Coach Tedder made that maybe that was the turning point?
I mean, I definitely think just calming them down, getting settled in. Like I said, you know, we had a good bunch of guys that were over pursuing the ball and they were cutting the ball back, you know, one or two gaps, and they ran a lot of like, it looked like a zone play, and that's when, you know, if you got guys over pursuing and they hit a cutback lane, there's not going to be anybody there. But, you know, I think getting our guys running down the line, defensive line were running to the football, linebackers were reading it really good, you know, staying home and then, you know, scraping when they need to. And, you know, I think they really settled in. I think that was the key, that was the main thing, settling in, staying calm, nobody, you know, panicked or whatever. I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, you know, our offensive headsets were working really good, and then our defensive headsets didn't even work the whole first half. So we're having to communicate on the sideline.
Oh my goodness.
You know, between coaches, you know, that's no excuse or anything like that, but when you have a problem with the communication, you know, trying to get the call in from the coaches, you know, that's a problem. And I don't, you know, we got the problem fixed at halftime, and from there on out, it was our headsets were fine, but we did run into that issue.
That was a mechanical issue with
it was something with one of our headsets, and you know, it just took out the whole defensive side, and but we got that fixed, and there was no problems in the second half.
Well, Coach, we're starting to play better, and the penalties, I don't see a lot of those. How many penalties did we have?
I mean, we had more than I wanted, I'll tell you that. We had some holes. I think that was the biggest thing, was the holes. Finally got somebody called for jumping over, you know, on PATs, you know, against us, not on us, but, you know, they were pushing down on our guys' backs and jumping over the line of scrimmage on the, you know, the point after trials and everything. And I was trying to explain that to the official, and he didn't believe me. And then, you know, one of our assistants showed him on the iPad, hey, this guy's jumping over. I said, oh, yeah, they are jumping over.
Is that something you had to do at halftime?
No, I mean, we literally just try to show them on the sideline, like hold it up to them and like, look, this is what they're doing. And, you know, they had, I think, one of their first kickoffs, they ran up to the ball kind of like what we did against Glenn and got called for a false start. And they did the same thing, and the guy crossed the line, but they didn't get called for a false start on that. So it's different, you know. I guess he's thankful for the officials that we have around here, and you know, the ones that we have at our games. It was that atmosphere was just a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, another thing that's important to win is that turnover battle. I think we got a fumble, a mishandled punt that was over the edge. Did that lead to some points for us?
Yeah, I mean, we got another fumble recovery. Caleb Butler, has that 2 weeks in a row, and that set up a score. I think as far as turnovers, I don't think we had an interception. We almost had one, but I think that, our guys that win in the turnover battle, I think that's very important. I think that gives you more opportunities to score and put your offense back out on the field. But definitely, that's 2 weeks in a row Caleb Butler's found his way around football.
He might have found himself a home over there.
He's definitely playing well for us, and he's doing everything that he's asked to do.
Well, good. I hope he's enjoying it. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, let's talk about special teams a little bit. We'll start with the punt return. I mean, you got some choices to put back there. How do you choose when you got people like Terry Mitchell and Grant and Monroe, Heck, Wasim, Nigel? I can't remember number 8. What's his name?
Josiah Gibbons.
Gibbons. I mean, these guys are beasts. How do you pick?
I mean, the one thing that you got to do when you put somebody back there as a punt returner is that they got to be sure-handed. You can't fumble a football back there. You got to make sure you got somebody back there you can trust, and then somebody that's going to make something happen. Somebody like Terry is so explosive in the return game. You got to give him opportunities, but it's not only about the returner. It's about the guys that if we're setting up a return, it's about like I said before, it's the 10, the 9 other guys that are doing their job and holding up their guys or blocking them the correct way. And if they give their effort, that gives those guys in the back end to make a play. And, I thought Grant, the one return Grant and Terry had, especially going to our sideline, they did a really good job of setting up the blocks. I think make sure they secure the football. I think that's the biggest thing that they got to do is you got to have a guy back there that's a little bit crazy too, that you got 9, you got 11 guys, 10 guys running at you, and you're going to catch the ball and run right at them, right into the teeth of it. But that's what makes those guys a great returners. We do have some younger guys that do a really good job. Darren Monroe's a spectacular returner. Wasim and Nigel and Josiah, those guys are going to do a great job for us in the future.
You got to be excited about what you got coming down the line there. All right, Coach, we made a bunch of touchdowns. Did we get all the PATs?
Yeah, all PATs.
Excellent. How did we get to 46? Is extra points?
No, something? Yeah, we went for 2, and that's where we got the 2-point conversion.
Okay, so that's...
And we kicked the field goal.
So that's 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns?
Yep, 6.
Field goal and a 2-point conversion. Okay.
That's right.
So we were clicking on all cylinders on the PATs and really special teams.
That's definitely a plus for us.
Okay. Well, Coach, I was going to ask you about knowing what you got coming up, tough games and playoff games. Do you ever, because I hadn't seen it all year, have we kicked an onside kick? That's something we need to practice at game time.
I mean, we
get a little game experience. We sneak one in there, maybe.
We do it every week in practice, and that's kind of one of the things that you practice for in that time. Maybe we'll see in the next few weeks if we'll outside kick one and try and steal a possession. I think that's a big thing, is trying to steal a possession from somebody, or maybe run a 2-point conversion play, or just trying to put something on film that people got to prepare for.
Yeah, I was just thinking maybe we do it in a game coming up, so we can still practice.
That's right. Let's
start stealing possessions. So it's not completely new to us.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't want to do it and give someone the ball on a 45 yard line and put your defense in a bad situation.
Well, Coach, give us the update. How are we health-wise? I know we got bye week coming up, good time to heal up.
Yeah, definitely this bye week's important to us. We got some guys that got some rolled ankles. And, I think last week we were battling the flu a lot on our team, and had some guys that were under the weather. And so this is a great time to have a bye week and get those guys back healthy. We got about 1 or 2 guys that were under the weather and 2 guys with rolled ankles. But I think those guys will be healthy and ready to go for the next week.
Outstanding. Coach, no game this Friday night, so we got plenty of time to prepare for South Effingham on the 20th. Scouting anybody this week? Where are you going?
Yeah, we definitely got some coaches that are going to go, that are going to make the trip to Augusta and watch Evans and Effingham. And, I think some guys are just going to stay local and try and watch some football. I know there's a game, Colquitt and Camden are playing in Camden. I think Valdosta and Richmond Hill are playing. And so some guys may just go up there and, you know, stay close by their families and go watch them. And, but definitely we'll have some guys that take the trip to Augusta just to see, you're getting two birds with one stone and getting to see two teams that we play late in the season, you know, in person. I think that's important.
All right, well, good luck, Coach. Hope you have a great week of practice, getting them ready for our next game. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coach Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.